Welcome to the J Train Podcast. I am on the road. I'm going to be in Denver, San Francisco, LA, Columbus, Ohio, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, New Orleans. I'm coming, Nola. Dallas. We got a big theater in Dallas, Zanies in Nashville, West Hampton Beach, Milwaukee. Also, Atlantic City and New Jersey have been added to the calendar. Go get your tickets. Assemble the group chat. The show is fantastic. It's an hour story about going to the beach with my family. Bring your parents. All the parents have had a great time. I want you to bring yours. Also, if you're having fun with this podcast, this is a new version of the J Train Podcast. I want you to comment on YouTube. Comment, comment, comment. Go on Apple, iTunes. Comment there. Give us some good reviews. We love a review. We love to hear from you, the audience, especially on the YouTube channel. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome to the new J Train Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train Jared Fried coming to you live from Feather Nation Studios. We're here every Monday with your emails, your stories, your questions, your luxury lounge issues. Send them in. JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. If we do a segment here, all you have to do is title your email the segment name, and you can be a part of that segment on the next episode. So if you hear us talk about Am I Crazy Dog, send in your Am I Crazy Dog to jtrainpodcast at gmail.com. Luxury Lounge, send in your Luxury Lounge complaint. If in the Luxury Lounge, if you're new here, you can complain about anything. We'll go with you. We will talk it out with you. We will agree with you. It's a safe space to complain about anything you'd like. If you have a mailbag question, title it mailbag. Ask your question. You'll get people to discuss your issues. I know. You'd be like, why would I send it here? Well, your friends lie to you. That's why. They're nice to you. They want to be around you. Mm-hmm. They want to, like, you know, be able to eat dinner with you. They don't want to lose you. They need the connection of other humans. So they're going to be soft with you. Not here. Hard boys. Okay?
That's what they call us.
That's what they call us. The hard boys. We will be hard the whole time we answer your email, okay?
J-Train. My secret is I'm always hard.
Wow. Greg Stone is here, very excited. He has a special out right now on YouTube. The link to the special is in the bio of this episode on podcast apps and YouTube. Nobody presents Greg Stone. Greg, thank you for coming on.
Oh, come on. Love being here.
Watch the special. Hilarious. So funny. Taped to the Comedy Cellar. Everyone, full J Train stamp of approval. Go watch it now. Make it a night. Put it on your TV. The response so far?
It's great. Great.
Great.
It's been great. It's crazy.
What if you were like, it's been horrible?
No, I mean, I got one or
day.
Two. I got one or two.
Well, that's our first segment.
Oh, yeah?
You know, This Week in Haters. We're going to talk about haters. That's our first segment, This Week in Haters. We're going to talk, because I got a beautiful note written to me. When you get hate from someone, sometimes it's like poetry. You're like, I can't believe you wrote that. Also, my second guest, but I don't want to order you guys, but you're the second one I'm introducing. what if he walked out second? I'm going to rank you guys. I've known you longer, so we've hung out. You know, Gabe Malika, thank you for coming on.
I'm excited to be here, Jared.
Gabe has a one-man show, and it is in Boston, April 16th to 21st. Off-Broadway show. I guess I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, it's an off-Broadway show, and it's moving to Boston for a week. And already J-Train listeners, I have one J-Train listener who messaged me. I'm coming in Boston.
One J-Train. We got one down.
So far.
Love it.
We're going to get to 100.
April 16th to the 21st, off-Broadway show. It's called Solo. It's about straight male friendship.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a good thing that, you know, I just ranked you guys.
Sure.
That feels very straight male.
Yeah, this podcast is my only human connection with men. So
this is great. This is all you got.
I need Greg.
Well, we're happy to have you here. Everyone go follow Gabe and Greg. Go watch the special. Go to Gabe's one-man show, Boston, April 16th to 21st. Greg Stone, nobody presents Greg Stone. Let's get into the episode. Okay, now we're talking about This Week in Haters, okay? Do you have a memorable hater? And this is the thing, like, I want to start this conversation with we give more airtime to the hate mm-hmm. than we do all the love. Like, it's not fair percentage-wise. We talk about the hate 90%, mm-hmm. but it's probably 90% love or indifference.
Mike Cannon changed my life.
Okay.
I got the message I know you're going to talk about. I got a horrible comment, and he says to me, he goes, you're using, what's it called, bias? What's it called when you like...
Confirmation bias.
Confirmation bias. He goes, all of the people who say nice things mean nothing, but you're looking for the person to say the bad thing so you can believe it.
Right.
And it's fucking... And when you put it like that, I go, oh shit, it is confirmation bias.
Right.
I'm being a guy who doesn't believe in the vaccine or doesn't believe in any vaccine or any of the vaccines. You know, like, that's what I'm being right now.
Right.
By believing the one loser.
And that's the thing, and I used to think this was a stupid topic for a podcast mm-hmm. because I was like, we talk about it, no one can relate. But now I think TikTok has brought people in because TikTok is like the lead. TikTok, the way the algorithm works, and because you spend most of your time on the For You page and not the people you've signed up for. Mm-hmm. If you know, on Instagram, it's the people you sign up for. To get something random that would upset you, it would be actually a surprise.
Right.
The For You page is built where I literally, like, you scroll up and it's like this grab bag. Mm-hmm. And then you go, what is this? And if you've made a video on TikTok, you have randos that right. don't know you, like you, think that want to talk about the thing you wanted to talk about that day. That just randomly show up.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And then, so I think the normies, the people who listening, the people who don't create stuff are more in tune with seeing these comments and seeing the anger that actually exists instead of just hearing about it, you know?
But it also does work with, like, if you get a new jacket and you're like, I love this new jacket. And all your friends are like, it's great. I love it. And then one guy goes, that's a little tight on you.
Yeah.
That's the comment. It's just in the real life. That's the confirmation bias.
That's the one you remember. That's the one that lives with you.
Absolutely.
Right.
The one guy who went, that's a little young.
Who would say such a thing? Well, that's why I'm telling people... That's why I'm telling you, like, I would never speak to that person for the rest of my life. Right. They would be, that's a little tight guy. And I'd be like, what a horrible hang.
Right.
And that's the thing, like, I say email the podcast for advice and we're going to be hard boy with you. Like, because we don't have to make eye contact with you, because we're not looking to hang out with you in the future. Like, it is an interesting thing. I was in Boca and I remember I was going to do shows in Portland, Oregon, and I remember I'm at like my parents' golf club community, and I'm talking to some guy at the bar, and he's like, nice guy. And then I'm like, he's like, what's next on the tour? And I go, going to Portland this weekend. I was like, I was flying Boca to Atlanta, Atlanta to Portland. And he's like, ooh, Portland. Ooh. You know, he goes into the Portland, you're gonna get hit with a bunch of heroin needles as you walk down the street. And all three of us who go to towns that people don't generally vacation in for the weekend, like Portland. I'm not saying, I go, it's actually pretty good. I get it. Like, I get, you know, they got their problems. I would say I see more of it there in a more extreme way. I would say that their homeless and drug addicted community is a more flamboyant bunch. But I've also had some of the best meals I've ever had. Right. I've met some great people. I could understand why someone would go in for the night while living in the suburbs in this beautiful location. You got the mountains, you got the sea, there's so many options there. Like, the idea that, like, and I said, and I'm having this whole, like, yeah, you know, yeah, they got their problems. And you could just see this guy was just like, get away from me. He's like, why aren't you just agreeing with me?
Right, sure.
Everybody why aren't agrees. You just telling me the shirt looks good?
Why should I?
Well, that's the thing. That's how normal conversation works.
Well, you're saying you should agree with him that Portland sucks?
He wants
to go there.
He wants me to scratch the itch he wants to just rub each other's back and go, yeah, Portland's awful. And us to go, and just, like, it's like a big, like, it's like a jack off, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you want to sit there and jack each other off.
Right.
You don't want to go start jacking someone off and then they go, they kind of like give you half a jack off.
Right, but if you want me to jack you off,
yeah.
Dress for the occasion. Do something nice. Don't be like, you want me to jack you off? Be like, Portland's not so bad.
Yeah, but that's
the positive. I can jerk you off if we talk about how nice Portland is.
But this
I got to go there.
But this is my point, is that I want him to go, oh, it isn't that bad? And he wants me to go, it's the worst place on earth.
I know.
You know, and we're both ruining each other's jack off.
Right, right.
Right? We're right. both like, why am I talking to this person? And I think that's the thing with haters is like, how did you get here? What?
Right.
Everyone sure. agrees with me. You know what I'm doing? I mean, with the off-Broadway show, to me, I'm like, off-Broadway, everyone there is just telling you how amazing you are and the art of it all. Like, I feel like the arts community, there's no hater.
You'd think so. And then there's like a Rotten Tomatoes for theater.
Mm.
And there's one review that just like, I think about all the time.
All the time.
And, all the time. And it's 45 out of 46 are really nice.
Yes.
And one lady's like, Gabe should get over it. And I'm like,
get over it. Yeah. And you're like, how could you even? I put together this piece that explained every nuance of why I shouldn't get over it.
Yeah. 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 And then, yeah, people are off.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
I have a thing. No, no.
Go.
It's about the comment. There's more to this that I would like to tell you.
It's about your comment.
It's about the
so
comment.
So I asked you guys
so I will wait.
To produce comments.
Produce.
Show me the comments. So we're going to go to mine first. So this is the one that spurred this whole thing. Okay. Ready? This to me is a work of art. This is a work. Look how long it is. It is a work of art from an account that looked like it was created 7 minutes before sending me this. And I will say, I just read this and I was like, I couldn't believe, and because I do think the negative commenters have evolved. They've become self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't, you suck anymore.
They're learning.
They're learning.
Like Velociraptor.
That's right. They are.
They can open doors.
They can open doors now because that used to be you suck. It used to be look at how gross you are. Look at the jacket you're wearing. Now it's, I used to be a fan.
Right.
I as a mother, they bring you in for the hug and then they whisper in your ear, you suck at everything you do.
And the thing is, they know now too. Don't go hard. If they go, you're the worst, I go, oh, this guy's bullshit. But if they go, you're medium.
Yeah. Oh, no. They're
like, oh, it, you
the evolution of the hater.
I'm trying to help.
I'm trying to help.
I'm on your side. No, you're not. Leave me
alone. These are hate grifters. Right. They're like, so here's the comment. And this was, I got to say, a work of art.
I'm very excited.
Yo, dude. My wife and I, yo, dude. Bring him in for the hug.
Yo, dude.
Yo.
Yo, buddy.
Dap it up.
My good friend, Jared.
No. Got familiar real quick. Yeah. Yo, dude. My wife and I saw you at the La Jolla Comedy Store a couple years ago. And she listens to your podcast every week. I dig your shit. I'm now, look at this. I'm reading this. When I'm at that, I dig your shit, I'm dancing. I'm like, oh, we got another fan. I convinced the boyfriend. I usually get the girlfriend, but I dig your shit.
I dig your shit.
It's a compliment sandwich. Like, yeah. That's for HR.
That's right. This is HR written. And I do have a question.
Love to hear it.
Yeah.
You dig my shit?
What do you want to get into comedy? Comedy? Do you want to know how do I come up with this genius material? Is that what you're going to wonder?
At this point, this guy, I would have him open for me on the road.
Absolutely.
Oh, you want to come on and you take my shit?
You're in?
You're on.
I'm paying you. I am so, I dig your shit. And I do have a question. You seem to give a lot of relationship insights, yet have been very unsuccessful in relationships.
Oh, no.
So now I'm like, it is like almost, it's funny the way we're dissecting this because at first I'm up here and then I'm like, he got me.
Right.
You know, now now it's like, oh, okay, he's coming in with his, I brought you in. Yep. Now I got you my claws.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, that one thing you might be vulnerable about.
Right.
Let's put it in front of your fucking face.
Right. You give lots of relationship insights, yet have been very unsuccessful in relationships. That's actually like a crazy thing to write to someone. Like if I met someone who was unsuccessful in something, I don't think I would ever say the word unsuccessful to them.
Right.
Like that is like one of those things I would never say to someone's face.
Right.
Very unsuccessful.
Very.
Can I say something too about this? This is just something.
Hey, I know you went bankrupt. I know you've been very unsuccessful in money.
Yeah. Here's the thing though about, this is what makes me mad. Success in a relationship isn't it going to the end.
Mm.
Success in a relationship is, did you have a meaningful time with a person?
Right.
And then it came to an end. If your wife dies, was it unsuccessful? Did you have a new one?
Listen,
I've met a lot of women that I've been in love with and had great times, and it ended. Those were all successful relationships.
Right, because the success was what you learned from them.
Yes.
That's the positive. You know, he is coming in, or this person, I don't know, you know, because there's no avatar, there's no name.
Right.
And listen, they have been hurt by me.
Right.
In some way.
Right.
I know this. So, like, you have to, and you don't come to these realizations or thoughts until after you've read it. But I'm not even midway through this message, but I'm like, uh-oh, we got someone who's upset with me.
Right. Yeah.
Because I don't read that and go, I know you seem to have been very unsuccessful in relationships. Also, this is something that doesn't affect me.
Right.
He's missed. He's it isn't an insecure of mine to be single and talking about dating stuff. Like, I actually think, you know, Bill Belichick wasn't the greatest football player of all time.
Right.
You know, coach is coach.
Great.
So I can give all the examples to rationalize why I should have an opinion.
I believe.
And I also have an opinion on, I've never put myself out as an expert, as people who are longtime listeners of this show know. Mm-hmm. I've always said, I'm the guy you're dealing with.
I'm what you got. I'm what you found.
Right. I'm the guy you, like, I'm the man in your life. And I'm probably close to the one that's being cagey about your relationship, the one that you don't know what he's saying. And I can be more honest on a podcast than I can even be in my own life sometimes.
Right,
so I understand my place in this. And he, like, if he had written in, hey, man, I know you talk a lot about, like, health and wellness and stuff, and you've been very unsuccessful in your own body, like, in how you look, then I would be, like, way more, and those titties are always showing when you wear a t-shirt. I'd be like, oh, my God, it would be the jacket is it doesn't fit.
Right,
so
right.
It is funny, like, this is something that he wrote and I'm entertained by only because he's missed the bullseye.
Right.
There are places he could have nailed. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, so he writes, like, him coming to my show and having a good time on my show.
He digs your shit.
He digs my shit.
I dig your shit.
That's the bullseye.
Like, a t-shirt say, I dig your shit.
Right.
But on the back it just says, but another thing.
But another thing.
Sorry.
I yet have been very unsuccessful in relationships. I am not trying to go into hater mode, but he's going to, this is that preempts hater mode. But I do wonder how you reconcile your feelings of speaking on a topic that you've proven yourself to be such a failure at.
Oh, no.
And then it's like a clenched teeth emoji, like, hey, I know that was a weird thing to say. Again, you are a talented comedian and voice. That's the bullseye. If he had said, you're the worst comedian who gives pretty good dating advice, I would be way more affected than this. And that's what the internet, now I'm telling the assholes what they should write.
Right, right, right. Again, you're making them smarter.
Right.
You're typing into AI how to kill humans.
Right. And also a very impressive failure in your relationships. Could you spend more podcast time speaking to how your ignorance on relationships has affected your life?
What did you do to this man?
Something happened.
Something's there,
something.
Man.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I don't read that and go, I need to readjust what I do on an everyday basis. I would say, I think the question is actually very important, is an interesting one.
Right.
How could you spend more time on podcast speaking to how your ignorance on relationships has affected your life? I would say my wokeness on relationships has affected my life. I am way more careful than maybe I should be in my relationships because I hear the screams of all these people with the relationships issue. I hear all the problems. I am so aware of the things and how people are affected by no text back and the Instagram DM and the story watching and all these minutiae that go along with dating, that it does affect my dating life.
Sure.
It does make me think seven times on a subject when maybe I would have thought once.
Mm-hmm.
So it is funny that from the mouth of hater comes an important question. How does talking about dating affect your life? And I actually think it makes me, like, it makes men turned off to me because they go, what do you know? You know, and I'm saying things that their girlfriend go, well, Jared said, and now and now they're kind of like, well, I'm kind of
right.
You know, so
sure.
It's created a lot of enemies for no reason. This guy being one. What do you guys think of this hater?
You threaten this guy. I feel like your lifestyle, he's like, oh, you should be like me. You should be doing what I'm up to.
Mm-hmm.
You're a failure. The implicit thing is like, I'm a success. I have a wife. We go to comedy shows in La Jolla. When, like, I don't think there's probably more to life than that, I guess.
Right. And I would say, like, you know, if you're writing me like this, it doesn't seem like success is feeling so good right now.
Yeah, that's what feels awful.
Right.
What I'm saying is, let me ask you, a person who would write an email like this, how does a person like that treat their wife? And are well, you in a successful marriage? Because I'll be honest, you seem kind of angry. And if you're this angry at a podcast host,
right?
How mad are you at your wife?
Well, that I would also say you're a master passive aggressive, you know, person. Like
gaslighter.
I would this message when I as I'm reading it and going through the highs and lows of it and you the language being used, it is weaponized language. It is and very purposeful. That's why I was so impressed by it. Because I read this and I was like, I've never felt so, you know, so romanced by hate.
I want to ask you a question, Jared.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a big fan. I love you. I love you as a person.
This feels like you saying,
this is serious,
I hate to go into hater mode. Okay.
Seriously, man. I love you. You know, I love you. Yeah, you know,
I love you too.
Great. You know, whatever.
I love
how
you.
How does someone with...
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, good.
How does someone with such medium talent...
That's what this guy just did.
Right. That's right? I knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming the whole time. You kind of blew the joke before.
I blew it. I'm sorry. I knew it was coming.
But it's like, how do you fucking, it's like, that's the kind of shit. Because I want to be like you. I want to be famous. I want to be rich and a comedian. I want to be the greatest of all time. How does someone who's not good, because I'm not good, how do I get as much as you have with no talent?
Well,
could you fucking imagine?
Can you imagine living with this person?
They're like,
you know, as a wife who's so beautiful, how do you mess up the communication that, with me? How do you mess up, you know, being in a relationship with me? Have you ever, so I wanted to like talk about hate in general, just sometimes it's impressive. Like sometimes you like read these and you go, I don't know. I try to get inside the mind of a murderer and I go, yeah, this person seems to be unhappy with something. I'm sure maybe his wife took, I would actually love to have this guy on.
Right.
Like, I would actually like to, like, interview him because I have done shows where they're the boyfriend's next to the girlfriend and she's a big fan. And I'll say, and I've talked about this here. Nashville, there's a guy in the front just, like, not having fun. And I'm, like, having so much fun, making fun of how much not fun he's having.
Yeah.
And I go, what's up, man? He goes, she listens to your podcast. Every time, you know, we get in an argument, it's like, Jared said this, Jared said that. And I'm like, yeah, I would fucking be mad at me, too. Sure. You know, like, now you have this... She has a teammate in this argument that I know I really can't win right now.
Right.
Because, again, like a lot of these relationship things that we talk about here, like they're all diet and exercise. They're simple.
Right.
You know, it all comes down to like an answer that's like really annoying because you're like, oh, go talk to your girlfriend. Go talk to your boyfriend.
It's always
that simple. The text. It's always so simple. So it's like I'm not saying anything that's genius. Like, you know, it's just – but it's the thing that like, you know, I don't want to hear diet and exercise. Give me – the other solution.
Also, of all the things that girl could be into, a comedy show is like a pretty fun one. Like she could get into CrossFit or something not fun.
Right. Like he's going and they're enjoying something together.
Yeah.
And
some drinks and some jokes. It's fun.
So listen, I asked you guys to bring in your haters. So let's do Gabe. I want to get, let's read yours first.
Gabe sent you 80. What? Dude, you could have just did one.
So I want to do...
Gabe, what are you doing with yourself?
Explain... explain your hate.
So my friend Alexis Gay and I made a video.
She's been on the podcast before.
Yeah, Alexis Gay, the best. We made a sketch about how, it was based on real life, which is I was like, oh, like, I feel so much better on the days I eat fruit. And she goes, you don't eat fruit every day? And I was like, no, of course not. And so we had this argument in real life. And we're like, oh, we'll make it a sketch. We never made a sketch together. 10 million views on Instagram, totally blew up. And then because so many people saw it, we started getting these hate comments about how buying fruit is expensive.
Well, again, this is the people not in your silo.
Yeah. Oh,
it gets outside and then you find out you're like, wow, people hate people who talk about eating fruit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they were basically saying that you were being elitist.
Yeah. These two like white guys white people in Brooklyn like eating fruit all the time. And we're like, bananas are 40 cents. This is like the least elitist thing about me.
Crazy? Fruit is not that expensive. I mean, okay, if you're comparing it to a McDonald's is even expensive now. Fruit is cheaper than McDonald's.
We live in Astoria. Two brothers. You can get dollar strawberries.
Yeah.
They don't know.
I love fruit.
So here are some of the comments. Fruit is just too expensive. I would eat more of it if I could afford it. This is such...
That's the craziest
thing I've ever heard. This is such internet speak.
Fruit is free.
Well,
I think... a fucking tree, dog.
Well, I think fruit is also seen as a side dish. So I think like maybe that's their point. I'm trying to figure out...
Are you helping them?
I'm not helping... Well, yes, I feel better when I have fruit. No, I don't have fruit money.
Fruit money is hilarious.
Well, this is the thing. You win on the internet, especially on the internet, make yourself the bigger victim.
Right. Right.
You know, sure. if you out-vict them, take the moral high ground. No one can look at some, and especially with money, expense is like the number one thing that is so easy.
Yeah.
If the first to call it expensive is the winner.
Right. Mm.
Because it's like, I said this, like Katz's Deli. People always, I get all these food reviewers on my TikTok feed. Katz's Deli always comes up. And the comments are generally like, it's a $50 sandwich. And I'm like, this isn't a sandwich I'm eating every day.
Right.
Like the idea that like someone goes to Katz's Deli
as
their lunch for work every day is like actually crazy.
It's a birthday place.
But that's called nuance. That's called, you know, like that's where the internet does. All you have to do to win on the internet is be a bigger loser than the person posting.
Mm. Which in life, if I'm a bigger loser in life, you're a loser.
Right.
Like if I come out on this podcast and go, man, I'm fucking broke. All the comments are like, look at this fucking loser. He's fucking broke.
Right.
It's like, eat my ass.
Yeah.
Sorry. It was
filthy. No, it's okay.
I shouldn't talk like that.
Eat my ass. Some people are like, oh, I wouldn't do you the favor.
I don't have ass eating money.
Right. Fruit makes me feel wealthy, like I'm a poor Victorian era child who someone threw half an apple to. That is funny because it is a good visual of like, okay, that comment, fruit makes me feel wealthy like I'm a poor Victorian era child who someone threw half an apple to. They just told you how they see themselves.
Wow. Mm,
because, sorry. You know, they not fruit makes me feel wealthy. No. Fruit makes me feel like I'm a poor Victorian era child who someone threw, like the makes me feel wealthy doesn't even make sense. It would be fruit makes me feel like I'm the poor person that someone threw. I got to eat fruit. I just I
don't know what a fruit is. I can't get past this. This is crazy. Sorry.
But there's also these things. Look up food deserts. I've heard of these things. There like where you can't get healthy food. Like there are places where it's like.
Food desserts is different.
V just put in fruit dessert. Yeah, I only know how to spell desert and dessert based on the emoji that comes up. That's how I check dessert. You know, the United States Department of Agriculture defines a food desert as an area that has either a poverty rate greater than or equal to 20% or a median family income not exceeding 80% of the median family income in urban areas or 80% of the nationwide median family income in non-urban areas. That didn't answer anything for me. What is a food desert? Like sundaes, cake? No.
There's definitely places where like they just build all fast food restaurants and no grocery stores.
Sure.
So that definitely exists.
So I could understand where someone goes, I haven't seen fruit. You know, I guess that's a response. And like the thing about the internet is that we created a space where there's no car needed to go talk to each other. Like you can talk to someone across socioeconomic, you know, barriers that existed greater than they do now. Like the, you know, to hear someone, I guess I, you know, I'm trying to, I'm not,
you empathize,
I am empathizing with the hate because I go, where does it come from? And it's like, I don't think if someone's writing, I don't think, you know, I do think people write, ooh, Mr. Rich Guy, no matter how rich they are,
right, sure.
Just to make sure that you are lesser than them. They're trying to find a way. But I could understand that someone on TikTok could go, I haven't heard someone talk about fruit my whole life, you know? And you go, oh, I feel bad, you know? Like, but it is interesting.
Fruit,
you probably never saw this coming.
No. Well, I think it's part of the reason it went so viral is like people started fighting in the comments about fruit. And like a lot of people were like, this is so funny. This is me. Because I play the guy that doesn't eat fruit every day and she plays the person that eats fruit every day. So people are like tagging their boyfriend like, oh my God, you haven't had fruit in 2 months.
Right. That's like that's the outcome you would expect is you don't eat fruit not because you can't find the shekels in your pocket to get the banana. You know, you're not Aladdin. You know, you think of this as like, oh, I'm just a guy who doesn't think to drink. You know, you could do the same sketch about drinking water.
Sure.
That's the final joke.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Jared's going to punch us up.
Yeah, right.
I'll say this. As a guy who was very, very poor for a really long time, I understand the fruit thing in the fact that like when you're making food isn't just, it takes time.
Right.
Right? And when you work a fucking 15-hour shift, come home to your kids,
fast
McDonald's.
Get it done.
I get it. And when you buy fruit, sometimes you don't, whatever, and it just goes bad. But my wife's a nutritionist. I didn't drink water till I got married. Like it was Coke until I was like 25 years old.
Yeah.
And a lot of drugs, just right up the nose.
I was a Cokehead at 13 years old. No, but like my wife was like, oh, we're going to introduce water and we're going to do fruit and we're going to do vegetables. And
that is the funniest. That's a sketch in itself. A wife introducing water into her husband's diet at the age of 35.
My eyes were indefinitely black, just and dry, until I met her. And she was like, oh, you're going to drink water now? We're going to do this?
We got a plan here. We got to make this dead tree grow.
Yeah, and I really found out that I was like, I'm pre-diabetic, and I was getting close to diabetes. Mm. And my wife was like, okay, no, fucking gloves are off now. You don't get to choose anymore. She's like, what are you eating every morning? And I'm like, well, I have a bacon, egg, and cheese, and a bagel every single day. And she was like, oh,
wait, what?
She goes, well, I know what we need to do. That's gone. And I lost 10 pounds.
I have a bacon, egg, and cheese, and a Coke every morning.
No Coke. Oh. I had a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel
every morning.
Single day. Every single day for, I would say, for past like 2 years.
What was your treat?
Oh, the treat?
like to me, breathing. A bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel, like I'm like, okay, Jared, today's the day. There's like preparation put in. I'll do it tomorrow. You know,
treat is two.
Two. Double up. Yeah. Run it back.
Yeah.
Let me read a couple more of these. Perfect example of how Democrats live in denial that they can't afford fruit anymore and continue to support Biden. Like, you have to be a crazy person.
That's the crazy
to immediately go into Biden town from, hey, I don't need enough fruit.
They're like jujitsu. They're like, I got the guy on his back. How can I work Biden
right
into this?
It's crazy.
It's like, how do I fucking get?
No one can afford a fruit every day if you want to have savings for fun stuff. That's like if you make your coffee every day, you'll save $5 a day. By the end of the year, you'll have $7,000. And it's like, it's just a miss. It's a fallacy.
Yes.
The idea that you can't save and eat fruit.
Right. A bacon, egg, and cheese cost me $13 a day at the place I'd go. So I'm like $13 a day. A banana cost me 50 cents.
And a banana, you know, like, and this is the thing, you know, when you talk to any nutritionist, it's about getting fiber in your diet because it fills you up for longer. And you want, like, you know, high volume, low calorie, extra fiber.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, when you hear someone be like, no, you can't even do fun stuff if you're eating a banana. How am I going to go on the roller coaster? I'm eating apples.
First of all, suck the banana. That's pretty fun. Do that, you fucking.
Okay, let's go to Greg's hater. Now, where are these from? Where did you? I asked Greg for hater messages, and you went straight to Reddit, which is like, that to me is like Tatooine.
Yeah.
You know, for like
Mos Eisley. The biggest set of scum and villainy I've ever seen.
Yeah. I went to a reference Greg would love.
Yeah,
I
appreciate it.
I tried. This feels like the water cooler for hate.
Yes.
So where did you find this? And then we'll read it.
I do a radio. So every now and again, I do this radio show. And the radio show is, the comments are so fucking vile on Reddit. But I don't know why I did. I guess I was looking to kill myself. I was like, I don't want to be on Earth anymore. How do I make this quicker?
How do I inspire myself? Yeah.
I searched in Greg Stone into Reddit. And like, let's just see what comes up.
Okay.
Now, I got to tell you, this is a little bit of a story. I apologize.
Give
but
it
I think
us.
It's worth it.
Sure.
I typed this thing in. Let me just set this up. 2 years ago, I did a show in upstate New York.
Okay.
It is.
I didn't know this is where
I know.
Going.
I apologize. Okay. But I think it's worth it. Upstate New York, I do this show. Unregulated animals. There's a table of just drunk women, family, and not kids, but just like the husbands and these women are just out of control screaming.
Is
hammered.
It in a bar? Is it in the back of a bar?
Well, it's like a wedding venue. So it is huge round tables.
I got
gotcha. Stage is too high.
So you're in a function room of a hotel,
yes.
So to speak. Big tables, and they're already gone. It's in Albany?
It's, no, it was like, it was like, no, it's like a town you'll never go to
like
again.
Like Poughkeepsie area, like Ellenville.
I think it was called Palinville.
Okay, so it's in the Catskills, would you say?
3 hour drive.
Okay.
At least, whatever. I'm doing the thing. These women in the front are hammered to the point, and then checking their phone and on their phone and calling people. During the show, I took their phones, put them on stage.
Wait a minute. You were on stage and then you walked into the crowd, took their phones while on stage.
On stage, middle of my act, I couldn't, whatever. They just wouldn't get off the phones. Yeah. So I took their phones from them.
Put them in a Yonder
pouch. I put them
pouch.
On stage. I said, every time you scream, I'm going to smash a phone. This is what I said. And then I went, what are you doing, Greg?
You went Gallagher.
See, I was going to Gallagher their phones.
There's fruit.
And I'm like, right. You can't smash these people's phones. So what am I going to do? I was like, all right, here's what, it's raining outside. I go, all right, what I'll do is I'll take their phones. I go, you want your phones back? I ran them outside with a wireless mic, left them outside, said, go get your phones, so that some of them would go, and I locked them out. As that's happening, there's a...
Wait, yeah, this the show is happening during a
all
comedy
during
show?
Okay. All during my 45.
Okay. You may deserve the hate that you're getting for this, but okay.
Do I? Was it? They were uncontrollable
I
people.
Just don't understand how... Was there anyone else to like go over to
yeah,
them?
Who's helping you out?
No one was policing the room at all.
Okay.
I mean, it got to the point that...
Weren't other people in the room going... Hey.
Yes.
Yeah.
The entire room hated them, and they were unbeatable. These people were like, nope. Right. We're screaming the whole time.
We don't give a shit. Yeah.
I eventually, what I had to get to that point was Lee taking their phones and throwing them out. I told them, Lee, like, you guys got to leave. They wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
Like, well, now what do I do? Physical violence?
Right.
Also, these aren't the enemies. I haven't even unveiled the enemy yet.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So I throw these people out. I finally get them out, and people are cheering, and some guy goes, no, fuck that. Crowd work them. He starts screaming, crowd work them. Like, that's a thing. Crowd work them. Crowd work them.
Matt Rife.
Fucking mean.
We need Rife you. Brings in Matt Rife.
Also, like, what bring is, it. Yeah. I am crowd working them. Literally. Yeah. What are you talking about? Crowd work them.
I just crowd worked them out of the room with my phone bit. Okay.
Crowd work them. Crowd work them. And I'm going, dude.
Crowd work them.
What are you talking about? And he goes, I love comedy. I know comedy. You should be crowd working them. And I'm like, and he's, now it's going on back and forth. And I'm like, dude. Shut the fuck up, right? Like, yeah. Let me continue my doing my thing. And he was like, he was screaming. And I said, listen, all right, you think you're the hero here? And I said to the crowd, I said, who wants him to stay? Thumbs up, he stays. Thumbs down, he
you
goes.
Roman Coliseum'd him.
They go, they boo him. And I go, seize that man. And like people in the crowd stood up and they were like, and he eventually got out, right?
Ushered out.
And I went, that is one of the wildest things that ever happened in my life. That whole story is crazy, whatever. Come to the Reddit thing, right?
So now you type your name into Reddit. This is years later.
It's years later. It's 2 years later, right? I'm commenting, and I see that there is a Greg Stone sucks in the radio show's Reddit page. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it's all these people talking about how much they hate me, right?
Really?
I'm like, this guy sucks, right? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, it hurt me. And I'm like, he comes in too high. He's high sometimes, which, you know, Big Daddy Vape shows up
Big
sometimes.
Big Daddy Vape sometimes shows his face.
Today he didn't show his face. Okay. You know, sometimes he shows his face. He tries too hard, all this shit. And comes to one comment, which I'll read is, I saw him at a local bar a year ago. It wasn't a bar. He was telling people to get off their phones, took drinks out of their hands, and eventually took people's phones and walked them outside and left them in the rain. What a douche, right?
So crazy to read on its own.
This is the guy who started the thing.
Yeah.
And I go, I know who you are. So I wrote to him, I go, I know who you are. You're the man.
You wrote back to him.
Who I threw out, right? And then I went, let me look at these other people. Now, these aren't these comments. And all the other people, if on Reddit, all their karma was like one. All their pages were started like 3 days ago. So all of the people hating me on this Reddit throne, we're one man. It was him talking to himself.
Oh, he kept creating accounts.
Creating accounts, starting a I Hate Greg vibe.
Right.
This one that says, Greg is a textbook narcissist.
Yeah.
Which, I know a lot about myself.
They missed the bullseye.
I'm not a narcissist.
Well, that's why it didn't affect you.
Right.
They missed it.
And
yeah.
I was like, this is crazy. I still can't believe people like him exist. How can he have such little self-awareness? I'm the most, to a fault, self-aware person. To a fucking nightmare fault that I don't sleep at night. How much I'm aware of myself. It's classified as mental illness. All right, I do have mental illness. Narcissists are fascinating because they believe everyone thinks exactly like them, almost as if other people are simply an extension of them. What is he even referring to? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
It is crazy. That is like very much therapist speak. I'm going to use big words to make it sound like I know more than I do. When you say textbook narcissist, that's just not like a phrase people use.
Right.
Like it's not even like has any backing. They just go, if you say it, you almost like people don't, they back away from you. It's almost like taking a stick and lighting it on fire because you go, I'm not smart enough to deal with someone who uses the phrase textbook narcissist.
Right.
You know, like
right.
I get
I've
what
I've read the DSM.
Right, right.
This guy, no DSM for this guy. No way.
I love Factor because they're going to send you a box that is creative and delicious. When you want to be healthy, you have a couple ideas. There's like grilled chicken. there's steamed broccoli, there's salmon, and then maybe some whole wheat pasta, and then you're out, you're done. And that's when you get off of the straight and narrow. This keeps you going on your health journey because every box is going to be creative and delicious and fun and new and keep you excited about being healthy. Everybody's different. That's why Factor has created meal plans that are perfect for vegans, vegetarians, people eating keto, high protein, or counting their calories. Head to factormeals.com/JTrain50. Use code JTrain50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. They're giving away free money. That's code JTrain50 at factormeals.com/JTrain50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while you subscribe. Plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Remember the time you took your shoes off at your date's house and the whole apartment smelled like feet? With Lumi, you never have to worry about hotboxing somebody with your body odor ever again. Choose from scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, and toasted coconut, and get ready to smell great on even the muggiest days. I love Lumi. I love it because they've really thought of everything. They've got so many different products that you can use to make you smell great, and they smell delicious. Toasted coconut, you want to take a bite out of it. It's delicious. And they come in different ways. You can get cream so you can put it on your feet. With 72-hour odor control, you can put this stuff on your pits, your privates, under your boobs, anywhere you have odor you wish you didn't. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for JTrain listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code JTrain15. If you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that's over 40% off the starter pack. So you're going to get a great deal. Use code JTrain15 for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code JTrain15 at LumiDeodorant.com. Let's do an Am I Crazy Dog, okay? This is a user listener submitted one. You can send in your Am I Crazy Dogs to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. You can also comment on YouTube with an Am I Crazy Dog and let the commenters have at it, and then we'll read it on the show.
Yeah.
Jared loved the pod and had an Am I Crazy Dog hit me in the face while having dinner with my boyfriend tonight. Am I crazy that I get grossed out when he drinks out of my water bottle, but I have no problem? Am I crazy that I get grossed out when he drinks out of my water bottle, but I have no problem kissing him? The thought of watching him chew his food and know he's then backwashing into my water bottle makes me want to squirm. But if he wanted to stick his tongue down my throat after that same bite, no problem. Is this just me, or are there certain lines that feel weird to cross even though they make no sense at all? Backwash baby. What do we think? Are they crazy dogs?
I will say this. Yeah, I think you're a little crazy. But I want to relate with this person because my son, what he does, he's two, he likes to drink his water, spit it all back in, take a piece of his hard-boiled egg, throw that in the cup, stir it, and then goes, da-da, drink. Da-da,
come
drink.
On.
And I got him. I'm like, what are you going to do? It's like, I know if I don't
drink. I would say no.
I try.
He's got to learn that those don't go together. That's a learning moment. That's not you just going along. That's when you go, hey.
You got to pick
Hey, Calvin.
I'm eating a bacon, egg, and cheese right now, but I can't be bothered.
I know that this is going to be a fight, and I pick my fights, and I know if I drink the water, it's one fight I don't got to have. Also, my son, just so you know, he likes to take grapefruit and dip it in ketchup.
Grapefruit and ketchup.
Children are crazy.
Well, this is the thing. This is like where the parent versus the non-parent world divides on like what's gross, what's not gross, the related. You know, there's some things that people go, as a parent, and I can't understand. How you don't even understand. And I go, but this is one where I guess the gross stuff, where you see a human
right.
take a grapefruit, dip it in ketchup. I don't know. Well, hold on. I think this is a little your fault. Why are grapefruit and ketchup out at the same meal?
Well, because whatever we feed him, he demands ketchup.
He's a ketchup guy.
He will take a cup. He will take a spoon and he just spoons in ketchup and ranch dressing. And this is the thing kids do.
Ketchup and ranch dressing.
No. He'll just take ketchup with a spoon and eat it like it's soup.
Okay.
He's never been happier. And I told my wife, you know, he's dipping whatever.
What got him into the ketchup game?
I think that, like, he gave him ketchup to dip for his chicken fingers. And then he was like, I don't even like the chicken.
Yeah,
just like
get rid of this.
And then bring other things I like. And so he takes his grapefruit and he dips it. And I go, oh, Kevin. And my wife goes, don't yuck his yum. And I went, I think my wife's been listening to the J Train podcast.
I think so.
I've only ever heard that here. Don't yuck his yum. And yeah. I went, you're right. I'm not going to yuck his yum.
She's like, coach is coach.
She's enjoying
let this
it.
Kid go.
I guess, like, there. Yeah, I guess I would understand, like, he's eating.
He's eating.
We just want him eating.
Right.
But I do think that they're not crazy.
I think they're crazy?
Well, no, because here's the thing. When you eat and then drink, it feels like it's a one. It goes eat and then drink.
Sure.
And then you can understand where, like, the food. When you go to kiss someone, she goes, they could take that same bite and stick their tongue down my throat. It does feel like before you kiss, you, like, you know, you suck it all in. You know, it doesn't feel like you would do the same. I think this is, like, the same. Gabe, what do you think?
I think part about being in a relationship is sometimes somebody has a preference and you're just like, that's an easy thing I can do for
right.
you. I just
right.
won't drink out of your water bottle. I'm a hero.
Yeah.
You like it. Great. Whatever right. you say, babe. It's much easier than, like, doing something hard.
Yeah,
like,
right.
In a relationship, you want to be doing as many check boxes as you can. Mm. So I don't think she's crazy at all. Be nuts.
Well, here's the other thing. Here's what I would compare it to. I don't think she's crazy because I do think what she writes at the end, is this just me or are there certain lines that feel weird across even though they make no sense at all?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like getting naked in your kitchen. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, it doesn't belong,
like,
here.
Right. I don't belong here naked, you know, like, I don't, you know, and there's knives close to penises.
You can burn your penis.
There's heat sources. Right. And it just feels wrong. And I live in a studio. So it is interesting that mm-hmm. if I got naked and I'm in the living room, which is attached to the bedroom, and if I got naked in the living room, if I made a left, uncomfortable because that's the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
If I make a right, comfortable because it's the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I do think this kind of lives in that world, right?
Yeah.
Where you go, I don't have an explanation for this, but the...
Naked on tile, kitchen tile. You're 2 feet away. We've been to your
right.
apartment.
Right. You've been there.
Pube protection from getting to the food. If you're naked, there's a little bit easier chance of pubic hairs entering...
How long are your pubes?
How long?
Like, what do you have a...
That was very Seinfeld.
Right. How long?
Long enough pubes.
I mean, long enough to catch fire like a candle wick?
No, I'm saying one could get loose and enter the fruit plate or something.
Oh, the pubes could fall off of you like leaves off a tree.
Yeah, blew in the air.
We need a little hairnet.
But then also, we want to argue that hair on the head would be dirtier than a pube, I would imagine. At least a pube hair is...
I think, protected. Yeah, the pube is covered.
Sure. But naked. I don't know where I'm going with
this. I don't know. It's a little bit like, you know, it's grapefruit with ketchup.
Don't yuck their yum. I get the naked in the kitchen thing. It's a place. There's a time and place.
Right. It doesn't feel right. It's a, you know, back to Seinfeld, the doing things naked, like there's good naked, bad naked. There's good backwash, there's bad backwash. But I also don't think people kiss... the way as freely as they do drink.
Mm. Right.
So I think that's also part of this. Like, I don't think anyone eats a bunch of Ritz
right.
and then would ever stick their tongue down your throat, like, without doing the thing with the back of their, right? Like,
this is a little gross, but if I'm making out my wife and a little roast beef gets in my mouth from her mouth, you go, it's gross, but I go, I don't know, you like the tongue, you also right. like the roast beef, why not together?
I'm not easily grossed out when it comes, but I do kind of, the way they describe it,
yeah,
I think the word backwash also adds to the mm-hmm. disgusting nature, because backwash makes it sound like there is literally, like, clumps of food in it.
Yeah.
And I think that word is like...
It's dramatic.
It's very dramatic, and it's like an amazing marketing thing.
Yeah.
Because you heard that growing up. It's like, no, I don't want your backwash. And you'd be like immediately embarrassed. It's like, yeah, that is gross. That's the last little sip. But you would never look at it and go, yeah, I can see, you know, a whole leaf in there. It was never that right. extreme.
This is kind of like the toothbrush thing. My wife very much will kiss me all the time, but yeah. me using her toothbrush is like no go. She doesn't like it.
It's not allowed in your house?
And I'll say, I don't lie.
Have you tried?
I don't lie to my wife. That's our big rule. I really don't. The one thing I do lie about is that something, I've been a few times where I forgot my toothbrush and I just look around and I'm like, where's she at? Right? And I'll brush and then I put it back and I dry it. Like, oh, what are you doing?
She's a big fan of this podcast. She's going to hear this.
She's going to hear, you know, maybe a divorce after. That's fine.
Wow.
She's fine with it. She's fine with everything.
Okay, let's go to the next segment. We have a different segment here. I wanted to talk about why men don't ask you out. We're three men sitting here. And I went on TikTok, and we actually invited the TikToker on the podcast.
Whoa.
But they declined the invite.
Because they're all cowards.
This wasn't like a gotcha journalism moment.
Yeah.
Let's go to her TikTok. And she was like, she commented on mine something. She's got a following. And she had commented on my stuff. And this is Annie K. Schaefer. Everyone should go follow them. They do fun fashion and talking about boys. And she has a business email. Obviously, they're aspiring to be a commentator on fun fashion and boys.
Sure.
Okay, which is great. And I invited them on the show because you go to their, when someone comments on your thing, it was like they commented on my like Bachelor stuff, and it was like that they were laughing, and I'm like, oh, this is a bright profile that has a following. And then I go to their link page, and she has a Google Drive, and you can download this flow chart. And I just, sometimes you come over something and you go, what is this? Like you go down the rabbit hole of someone's profile. It's kind of what I always envisioned for me. Like I always envisioned that I would keep putting out content, and I've been doing this now for 13, 14, almost 14 years of putting out stuff on the internet with the idea that someone would go, who is this guy?
Right.
And then become a fan. Right. Oh, wow. Podcasts and stand up and show dates. Look at the treasure trove of things that all are there to make me laugh and have a good time. Right. And that's kind of what I've always tried to do. And so then I go to this person's profile and it says they have a flow chart teaching. I think it's their biggest video. Let's go to it. It's like, let's play it. It's teaching men how to ask women out.
Oh, boy.
Well, she gets like angry comments from men who don't like that she's teaching them how to ask them out. But I was like, I was like, this is interesting. The idea that some man is out there working, living, breathing.
Right.
And doesn't know how to ask a woman out as an adult. I actually don't buy the premise. And that's why I wanted to do this.
You're charismatic, and I don't know that you've ever had to deal with this.
Sure. This is why I brought on a sensitive and a nerd.
Yeah, but I'm not a nerd like that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I put it down.
Right.
These are the hard boys. Let's not forget it.
Well, that's why I wanted a male panel for this. Sure. Because I was looking at this and I was like, well, let's just go to the flow chart. Because I was looking at this and I was like, I don't think this is like helpful to the, not to speak for the women out there,
right,
to the female cause, to say, well, they don't know how to do it, so let's teach them. It almost lets someone who's not asking you on a date off the hook, in my opinion.
Right.
It is, you're teaching someone who knows perfectly well what they're doing, perfectly well, and you're holding their hand through something that they shouldn't really have their hand held through at all.
Right.
Like, I just don't think, I think there's an element of Darwinism to going on dates where it's like, when I get the response all the time, he's too shy to ask. I just don't buy it.
Right.
I think people, big dog gonna bark, big dog gotta eat. He gonna eat.
Right.
Calvin, if you said no more ketchup, at some point Calvin would break his hunger strike.
Right.
And he'd start eating something. So
yeah, he eats other things. I just want to make it. He eats other things.
Listen, you feed him ketchup, and that's it. Like a bottle, like a baby bottle.
Ketchup.
Squirt it in his mouth. He just hold him in your hand. Squirt the ketchup.
He's still eating fruit, just with ketchup.
So here's the flow chart. Start. Match with a new woman on the dating app and begin conversation. Like this is all directed for men to look at, right? This is her saying, "Here you go, man who doesn't know how to." And I would just say to her, this is now, to me, you're building this for women to make fun of men or to commiserate with women who aren't getting asked out. Well, they don't even know how to do it. That's why you're not getting asked. I would say men know more than we are. And honestly, they're letting us off the hook. You're basically saying, because when I, so it goes match with someone on a dating app, and then it, the arrow goes down. Do you want to meet this woman in person? Yeah. And then it's like, no. Now you go back to matching with a new woman on a dating app. Or you go forward, yes.
That seems pretty rhetorical.
Right.
Did you find them? Did you find them wildly ugly? Go back and start again.
Well,
do not pass go. Yeah.
Well, I think it skips a step. Do you want to meet this person and this woman in person? Like, here's the disservice right away.
Yeah, because you got to have some rapport, usually, some rapport in the app.
Right. So it's like, match on the app, do you have a good discussion?
Yeah.
Now it's, do you want to meet this person? Do you want to pay for drinks? Should be the next thing. Or do you want to, you know, it should really have two things right here where it's like, do you want to meet this person for drinks? Or would you be okay making out with an alley without ever speaking again?
Right. Okay.
Because I think that's where the misconception comes in. It's like, it's not that we don't know how to ask on the date. Like, what are reasons that you would, like, I understand the idea of like, I'm on the app and I'm dating someone else and this conversation was pretty okay. So I'm just going to like hang around here and hover and see what happens here.
Right.
And I don't think, and I, again, men love vague relationships.
What do you mean?
So I think a lot of men want no labels, want to live in the vague. When you ask someone, are you dating someone? They're like, we're, you know. And you ask, you know, and I think a lot of women want, what are we?
Right.
Tell me, chop my head off or bring me to the promised land.
Sure.
Want me or hate me. What do you guys think of this? I just think the flow chart is like, to me, a disservice to the people she's looking to help.
Well, I think I was, see, it's different for me. I'm at the game. Long time.
Yeah, but married man. But when you met Tita, how did you meet?
So I met Tita. We went to on a ski trip, and we were having a good time. I made her laugh. My flow chart is: look at them, make them laugh. Did they laugh? Go for it. Right? Made her laugh. Tried to kiss her. She went, "Are you out of your fucking mind?"
Okay.
I thought I had a chance here. Then.
But that's a man.
What?
That's a man. That
that's
to me.
That's the most exciting part.
But that's the
you are
you're saying this as a guy who's out of the game.
I never was in the apps.
But you were never on the apps.
Yeah,
but I'm saying that's where you're. That's human instinct.
Yeah.
Make her laugh. Go for it.
Go for it.
And
pull it out. Your lips, I mean.
But I wouldn't consider you this like hot shot leather jacket wearing guy that goes in the bar and picks up women. You're Jean Jacket Greg.
Jean Jacket Greg, baby.
I think you,
I dig your shit.
You're gonna make someone laugh, but I never would see you as this like I wouldn't see you as like this Casanova giving lines match, you know, like.
No, I'm sweet and I'm funny.
That's it.
And I let them see that as fast as possible.
But that's the thing where someone could go, and he might be shy. Like if you didn't ask them out. If you didn't ask someone out, if you didn't just go for it, it's because you weren't interested.
No. I was in love with a girl who was my best friend for about 15 years.
Really?
And just, I was afraid. I was like, I even said things like, the friendship, I would hate to lose her as a friend.
Right.
This matters more. And now looking back, it's like, you fucking idiot. I should have just went for it. I was scared.
Right. I guess the difference to me is that's a friendship that started in a place that the arena wasn't dating and love.
Right.
On a dating app, you're on a dating app.
Right.
The purpose of speaking is to see if we go on a date. If someone doesn't ask you on the date, the reasons are, I would say, on the bottom of the list is that they don't know how. Gabe, what do you think?
Yeah, don't know. We do know how, instinctually.
Right.
You can figure that out. It's a tricky situation. I feel like there are times when I've been like a little nervous to ask someone out.
Sure.
But if you like them enough, like everyone I've ever had a crush on has basically found out at some point. Like right. They never find
sure.
out.
Sure.
Right.
Whether it's in the moment or even like a little bit later, they're going to learn.
Are you on dating apps?
I'm not right now. I'm dating somebody.
You're seeing someone.
I'm seeing someone.
And how did you meet?
We're back, baby. Men are back.
We did it.
Dumb fucking joke.
Tom Segura over here.
Yeah, so, oh my God.
Well, you know what's interesting is that her sister-in-law saw my show, and a year ago, and DM'd me Love the show. This was my favorite joke. You should date my sister-in-law, who I went to college with. And I...
Hold on. So I think this is an interesting conversation because this is a, you know, as far as setting people up, you should date my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Did you have any information? Who the sister-in-law was?
We knew each other in college.
So she knew that you had a background with the sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Okay, this is good. That's a good setup. You should date my sister-in-law. She is letting you know. If you go in the percentages, if you go to your beautiful mind, you go, okay, I'm willing to bet the sister-in-law gave her the go-ahead to... of some sort to tell me I should make a move.
It was not only you should date my sister-in-law, it was so strong, it was I'm looking for a brother-in-law. It was like not subtle at all.
Great.
And here's her number. She's on the road. She's coming back. You should date. And I ignored her for 8 months and was just like, oh, thank you for coming to the show. I appreciate you. And then I matched with this girl on Hinge. But because I had the confidence of, oh, somebody already tried to set us up.
Sure.
I was maybe more forward than I would have been normally.
Well, let's go back, because to reference the dating flowchart, the whole premise of this flowchart, whether it's joke or not, because I'll give her, I'll say maybe this was like, this is a way to commiserate with other women who aren't getting asked out on the apps. This is a way to laugh at it. So totally understand that could be the case with this. And that's why I wanted to invite her on, because I wanted to ask, was this a joke to commiserate, or do you really feel that men don't know what they're doing? They don't know how to ask a woman out on a dating app. Whether they do it right or wrong, not knowing how, to me, is a... you're treating someone with kid gloves and they're letting you do it.
It's easier to be like, they don't know how to ask out, than to be like, oh, maybe he just doesn't like me.
Or maybe he just is looking for something else that's a little icky. Mm. You know, I'm going to live below... because here's the thing. When you're on a dating app, I've been on dating apps for years. I'm going to speak from my experience. Yes, I've been unsuccessful in relationships my whole life. But I know how these people, acts. Mm. You get on a dating app, you start talking, you chit-chat, and then at a certain point, tick, 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 tick. The clock is ticking. Mm-hmm. Ask her out or get the fuck out.
Right.
And those are the options.
How quick? Can I just be like, hey, want to go out? Hey, you're pretty. That's all I know. Want to try?
People do that.
Right.
And listen, there's a argument to be made for that.
Okay.
Hey, I think you're pretty. You seem pretty cool. I'm going to be out tonight. Would love to meet for a drink. I think that's a normal way of what you're saying to do that. I also believe a little chit chat. I don't want to waste my time. At 39, if I was on a dating app, I'm not right now. I would want to chit chat to go, oh, let's feel the vibe out. And then we have to go somewhere. You have to go somewhere. Now, there's a lot of men I just want to rack up, matches. And maybe they're seeing someone else and they don't have the time. And they're like, I got to hover here. Mm. And maybe they're just looking to hold on to it for the if and when.
Right.
Or maybe they're just like there to hook up and they're waiting for someone to go, hey, I got to know you here. I'm out.
Is it cool to be like, hey, listen, I'm eating something right now, but I'd like you for dessert. I gotta wait like a week. I'll be done.
Greg,
in a week.
It is funny to say this is how nice a guy Greg is, and how you can tell Greg's a good person.
Textbook narcissist.
Textbook narcissist, but a good guy, because what you just said is the cleanest version of that happening ever.
What you just said
is like the most kind way to be like, as opposed to like. I mean, the stuff I see, I get sent to me where it's like, hey, I think you're hot. I got my dick out. I'm waiting for you. Like, there's an Instagram account that I follow, and she's actually come to my show. She's very nice. A Little Nudge. And A Little Nudge, she puts out a lot of like the disgusting of men on these apps. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think she's a little bit guilty of doing the same thing that this person, Sarah's doing, which is like, they must not know. And it's like, we know. And I want to go back to your experience with your now girlfriend, where you're like, you were given the number. You were told, I want you to be my new brother-in-law.
Yeah. Starting at 10.
And
then
you said something specific. You go, I ignored it.
Yeah, I ignored it.
That's not I didn't know how to ask her out.
Yeah.
What was the premise of why, if at your most honest you could ever be, why did you ignore it?
I ignored it. It was a really like busy career time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's not the right time. She's not even in New York. She's moving back to New York, or she's coming back. It was just like, it didn't make any sense to me to message her. It wasn't that I wasn't interested, and it wasn't that I didn't think she was attractive, of course.
Was it because you now had her sister watching the relationship? And that you felt a responsibility to someone that you knew from your past? Because I do believe a lot of men steer away from situations where pain is a probability. I think your difficulty, where I cannot amount to the thing that would be expected me to amount to. Because if I was in your position, I call it the aunt theory. If you have an aunt watching you, you act differently than if no one's watching you at all. My aunt introduced me to a woman, I have to be good to my aunt as well as the woman.
Your aunt Joseph is on that date with you.
Right, that's right. Yeah. And if I acted maybe the way I could act on a dating app, where it's like the aunt would be like, how'd it go with Stacy? I fixed you up. And I was like, oh, well, we went out and then I ghosted the next day and I didn't call her. My aunt would be like, what? Why don't you call her and tell her you can't go out again? You know, you act a little differently.
A little accountability.
There's accountability.
We're a community.
So with you, where it's someone from your past,
mm-hmm.
if you go knock at that door, you know it's not just a cold call.
Yes. It wasn't, she didn't say, you should hook up with my sister-in-law.
Right.
It was like, you should marry my sister-in-law.
Right.
So, like, you're absolutely right. I think the idea of, like, oh, well, like, this... if I do this, it's not a casual thing.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Go on a real date. And so when we matched 8 months later, I had this new confidence where I was like, oh, like this person I really like and respect, like already tried to set us up. And then when we did match and we started talking, she was like, she told you you wanted to be her brother-in-law? Like, that's wild. Like,
right.
That's so much. She had no idea.
But I would also say you knew the now when you went into that,
mm-hmm.
you knew you were going down consequence road.
Absolutely.
And you did that knowingly. And I would say, you match on that app, you didn't think of, like, and this is why I want, you know, my goal with this conversation is to say, nobody's that stupid. Nobody's dumber than you. We all went to the same public schools, took the same SATs.
Right.
Like the idea that this person feels different than you, that needs a spreadsheet.
Right.
A flow chart, you know, is just not right. It's incorrect. And it's actually like, I do think men are given this like beautiful allowance of the belief that we have no emotional intelligence whatsoever.
Right.
And when you do that, you're going to end up sitting around waiting for someone that's never going to come. Like, right. I know the same thing happens on a dating app. When you get to the point of chit-chat and then it's like, okay, it's date time. It's time to ask on a date. You reevaluate. Do I want to do the more serious thing?
Right.
You know, like, you know, right? You get to the same decision. It's a different math, but the same thought process is going on. Before you, when you matched on Hinge, it meant nothing. Oh, but then you had the confidence. And then you go, okay. Do I have the time? Do I have the energy? Do I have the ability to deal with my, you know, future sister-in-law, so to speak?
Sure, sure.
Like, I think that is underrated in dating.
Do you do phone call first?
Because some people do.
Some people do FaceTime, yeah.
It's wild for me to go from text, never hearing this person's voice, to now you just end a date with someone who's like, ha-ta-ta-ta-a-ta-ta-ta. You're like, what?
And you gotta pay.
And they're like, why do you speak like that? You're weird. Your brain is wrong.
Why are you going out with aliens?
I know, and your voice did seem a little Asian. I didn't mean for it to.
That happened to me. What? Where the last date I went on before I met this person, as we were matching, and it's like a Friday night, and we're having like nice banter. She's like, I'm a physician. I was like, cool, a doctor.
Yeah.
And like, there was a part of me that was like, oh, this person is texting me like a lot for someone who's like, I'm out with my friends. At one point I was like, are you having fun? Because like, you're texting me a lot.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, I'm having so much fun. This is the best. She's like, do you want to have a drink? I was like, sure. So I went from Astoria to the East Village and she was like wasted. I was like, I should have called this person. This was a huge mistake.
Yeah.
We're in a wine bar.
Right.
I don't drink at all.
You like, get on the phone. They're like, hey. You're like, oh, everything's come together.
I fell for the trap of she's a physician.
Her.
Yeah. That she went like to so much thing. Graduate school.
Yeah. Good for her.
Listen, so here's the flowchart video. Let's go to it.
And on online dating, so I made this beautiful flowchart to help men ask women out online. Let's start at the top. We match with a new woman.
I mean, press pause for 2 seconds. Who that comment to the right is so long. That person, I'm looking to the comment.
It says, I dig your shit.
Is that from a man? Right. This is
1776, old guy.
No, but this video is actually bait for the worst type of men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because this guy is gonna like go into his look at he wrote a literal dissertation.
He hasn't written that much since high school.
Right. And you're like, dude, like it's either you know, this is clearly made by a person who has never had to date a human female. I will prove it to you. Make a male profile on a dating app, Bumble, Tinder, whatever. Use pictures of a man that you would consider dating, above average looking, and try to set up dates with a woman who are as attractive as you. They don't have to be a celebrity supermodel. You are a female, and you would know what women are looking for, so you know how they want to be treated, not to mention that you also have this flow chart. So this experiment should be an amazing opportunity for you to show all of us stupid men how this is done. Let's see how many dates you can get. See, this is yeah. an angry guy.
Right.
He's missing the point.
Right.
He's basically saying, I don't go on dates because no one will date me.
Mm.
And she's not even, and it's sad. You know, she's not saying that. She's saying, I'm matching with guys. She's talking to a totally different group of men
right.
than this guy is trying to defend. This guy is basically like, I'm on the apps and I'm not getting dates. And I know, and I, you know, you try being me. And it's like, dude, you've missed the point.
Yeah.
She is talking about men she is attracted to, who she has already matched with, who she has spoken to, who are dilly-dallying all around because they don't want to go on a date. They have other things going on. They are doing better than this man who is commenting right here.
Right. This flow chart isn't for people. Also, it's not for people like me. I can get a smile from a girl at a red light.
Mm.
Okay? That's how quick. Like, my dad brings people into conversations that we're like, we're just sitting there and he's like, you know what I'm talking about? To the lady next to us. I'm
right.
like, how did you bring her in?
Right.
That's not for those outgoing
but that's,
or the super
It's funny because you're right, because these apps were made for people who couldn't get out of the house.
Right.
They were made to be a crutch for someone who needed the crutch. Now that people who don't need the crutch are on the apps, now the years and years, people who do have the ability to pull women into conversation, they go, I've pulled a few women in.
Right.
Let's see which one, you know, wants the lowest stakes.
Right.
And now this person is in that group going, I guess he doesn't know how to ask women out. And it's like, we're laughing at it because we're like, that's not the case. You know, so it is funny to see. It's a mess. It's a total mess.
Yeah. That guy's paid for some roses on Hinge and it's right. not gone well. You can right. tell. You can feel it.
Right. So let's.
Sorry,
let's,
Greg. That's a premium feature.
I said that. I just went, well, I'm going to sit this one out. I don't know what the hell that means, but God bless.
So let's keep going with the flow chart because she'll explain it.
You get to a point where you're going to ask yourself, do you want to meet this woman in person? If no, go back to the top and match with a new woman. If yes, inquire with her regarding what part of town she lives in and her availability. Does she reply with needed info? If no, rephrase question with direct intention included. Example, I would love to take you to dinner sometime this weekend. If you're interested, I'd love to know what part of town you're by and when you're available so I can plan.
Yeah, that's every guy knows that.
Does she reply?
There is no, they are knowingly not doing that, is my point. That's not, it's not a matter of, like, the idea that someone's going, oh, ask them what part of town they're in. And I'm not trying to like shit on her thing. I guess I am, but I
you tried to have her on. You're
fine. I tried to have her on. And I'm not shitting on it as much as I'm letting people know this isn't your problem.
Right.
You are wrestling. You are dealing with a problem that's not a problem. The problem is you're talking to someone who doesn't want to ask you on a date.
Yeah.
And they want, and they're attracted to you.
Mm.
So that's a difficult thing.
Right.
I'm attracted to you. I don't want to go on a date with you. I got other shit going on. So I'll keep talking to you until maybe I'm convinced to go on the date. Maybe when the schedule frees up. Maybe when you ask for something below a date that you want. That's the...
What's below a date?
Hey, meet up, you know, and drinks. And it's now we're in a more sexual place than we were had there been a date. And it's like...
Come with me to pick up my kids from daycare.
That's right. All right, let's go on to the next segment. We had so much going on. We're going to Patreon. This is it. We're in the Patreon. Mm. If you want to join us, we are going to be doing luxury lounges in the Patreon. We have a bunch to go and complain with you. All user generated. We got a bunch of luxury lounges. If you want to hear some luxury lounge, sign up for Patreon. $5 a month gets you the end of every episode of this podcast. Also, it's on video. You can watch the video. Also, I do Coffee with J Train. I just did one from my brother's wedding. I've probably done another one by the time this came out. Coffee with J Train. I tell stories from the week. And again, you can hear my best man speech story. I gave the best man speech at my brother's wedding.
We should compare.
I would love to. That would be a good episode.
You were at?
I was at.
You were at the best man speech where I gave Anthony DeVito.
Well, you gave a great best man speech. It was you getting angry that you weren't the best man, and then you were.
I mean, well, Anthony didn't tell me I was the best man until 20 minutes.
But that's crazy. You were always the best man.
I was angry for months. Because he's like, ah, we're not doing that.
Do you have it on video?
Yeah.
Can you send it? Send it to us. We'll play it in the Patreon.
All right. I've got to get it from Anthony, but yeah.
Oh, you don't have it?
I mean, I don't know if I have it. I'll have to look. I'm too scared to look.
I'm not going to make promises I can't keep. We're going to do luxury lounge on the, join us in the Patreon, patreon.com/JaredFried. Okay.